He's a technical fighter. He's an unbelievable amateur. You know, he boxed in the Olympic Games. I actually remember watching him in the Chicago World Championships whenever I was an amateur. He's, I think, 3 or 4 years older than me. And I loved his style. I loved his skill set. You know, he stood out to me. And he went on and won the World Championships there. And that's when I first seen him. Back then, did I ever think I'd be fighting him for a world professional title? No. But, you know, we're here now. And I know that I can bring stuff to the table that is going to upset him, that's going to, you know, make him see things that he's not always seen inside the ring. He's a strong, messy type of a fighter. I think he tires a lot in his fights. I think he really might have little confidence in himself and believes that he needs to get a very fast start in a fight to get ahead. And once he gets ahead, he kind of takes his foot off the gas a wee bit and gets into that comfort zone. So obviously I'm going to try and not let him get into his comfort zone. Me and Andy have been working for weeks on end, you know, on certain strategies, tactics, to get in there and to beat Andrade come fight night.